Welcome to Zion Word Ministries International Podcast. We are excited to have you for today's message by Dr. R.L. Davis. If this is your first time here, please stay tuned until after the following message for more information regarding our ministry.
Let's get our Bibles tonight. God bless your hearts. And I want to go to Romans chapter 8, please. Hallelujah. This is a short sermon tonight, so everybody say short. We'll not waste time. Hallelujah. You've heard the expression, well, everything's working for the good. Yeah, everything's a working. Everything's a working. All right. But let's look at the scripture, what it really says. Okay. In verse 28, and I'm going to segment this to go slow. And we know. The spirit part of you is what knows. The soulish part is what feels. The body is the vehicle of expression. Amen. If you know that you know that you know, then praise God, you know. There are those that think they know, but they're not sure. But if you know that you know that you know that you know, then you can take it to the bank that you know. All right? And we, turn to somebody and say, I'm in that we. We know that all things are working together. Okay. For the good of them that love God, who are called according to His purpose. Hallelujah. Can we accept this scripture tonight for our lives? And knowing expresses faith. Amen. If you have faith, then you know. If you know, you have faith. Now, all things. We know that all things. Something about the all things clause here serves to change us. All things are serving to change you. Amen. You can't get out of it until you're changed, and then God brings us on in a little further. So no matter what we're going through tonight in life's journey, we must accept the fact by faith in the Word of God that all things are working together. That means what we think is bad might be and it might not be. And what we think is good might be and it might not be, but no matter what we think or don't think, it's all working together. Positive and negative working together causes the spark to get us going like a car. Nothing worse than a dead battery in a car. You need a jump start. That's why I wrote the jump start some 15 years ago or something like that, 99. So these things that we battle in life, we think we're battling them, and perhaps we are struggling. And I think sometimes the struggling is wrong. Why do we struggle? When God wants to change us in the circumstances that we're in, and He uses circumstances, positive and negative, to serve to change us. It isn't other people. We're the ones that need to be changed. Yes, that's right. Sister Sal, it doesn't matter about her. It's this person right here that we must admit we need to be changed, and we must express faith in the Lord, if we got any sense, that no matter what we're in right now, good, bad, and ugly, it's all working together for good. Everybody say for good. Not evil, not bad. It's all working for good. Now, here's a condition for them that love God. Aha. The world, oh yeah, all things is working, yeah. Well, not for you. If you don't love God, it's not working for you. Right. See, everything's conditional in the Word of God. God wants us to learn to depend on Him only. That's a difficult lesson to learn because we have a tendency to lean too heavy on people, and somewhere along the way, Those people are going to let us down. They're human. There is one man, though, that will never let us down. The God-man, Christ Jesus. He's never let anyone down. So, all things are working together for the good of them that love God. Let me ask you again, do you love God? Amen. Is he number one?
Yes.
It must be so. Then, if that's us, and I trust that it is, everyone here without exception, or you wouldn't even be here, really. All things are working together for them that love God, to them who are called. Now, there's another condition. Amen. Are we called?
Yes.
What are we called to do? His purpose.
Yes.
We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. God has a purpose when he called us.
Amen.
Do we know that?
Amen.
Say amen if you know that then.
Amen.
Now, because we love God, you see, we learn to depend upon him only. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 12 and verse 30, we can quote this, of course. And I touched it this morning. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart. No reservations, no hidden closets.
Yes.
With all your heart and all your soul. That's your mind, your will, your emotions. Listen, if God doesn't move our emotions, we're dead. They can scream and holler at a football game, oh, yay, yay, and cry and pray. God, please let them win, please. It's all flesh, soulish. Not worship. God is looking for those that worship him in the spirit and in the football game. No. In the spirit and in truth. Right? What's the truth? The word of God is the truth. So he only accepts that kind of worship. That's scriptural. Amen. So we shall love the Lord God with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind. There comes the soul part. And with all our strength. Now that's everything we have. Spirit, soul, and body. The whole kit and caboodle. See how I said that nice? This is the first commandment. Now look, we all clap the hands, I hope, in time with the music. Nothing annoys me more when somebody claps out of time, I'm telling you. Especially with a tambourine, drives me nuts. The only thing worse is a drummer playing off beat. Oh. But we have a good drummer. Amen. The best. But see, there's no difference between a Christian clapping the hands for the Lord and getting the feet moving. What's the difference? There's no difference. So clap the Lord, clap your feet for the Lord. No, I mean, what I'm saying is the dance. We're to praise God in the dance. Now, I can't really dance like the black people. I mean, I've tried, but they laugh at me in Africa, right? So Will and I just go, yay, like that, you know. But now they can dance, man. They can do the whatever it is, the little African jig, I don't know. But they all seem to have rhythm over there. Whitey drives me nuts. No rhythm. No, there's some white people that's got the good rhythm, too. But they were raised in church down south, okay? Mm-hmm. Not up north, no. But you see, God had a purpose. We're called to love him. He desires to be needed. These circumstances that we're in are allowed, so we'll need him. Amen. It's working to change us. He wants us to need him. Amen. This is the great commandment. And I think this is a reasonable... If you're saved, this ought to be a given. This ought to be a done deal right here.
Yes.
You love God more than anything and anyone. And if there's someone in your heart that you love more than God, guess what? He will move it out of your heart. Don't get too fond of your children. You hear me? They have their place. But there's a place in your heart that's reserved for God Almighty alone. It's all good. But if, you know, someone said, well, that little woman worships the ground he walks on. I hope not.
Right.
Randy Travis, I thought he walked on water. No, granddad didn't walk on water, okay? Only one that's ever walked on water. Well, two, Peter. Actually, they walked on water twice. Praise the Lord. Don't worship your husband or your wife or your kids or your parents or your dog. Oh, that little kitty cat. We're leaving all of our wealth to the kitty cat when we die. Well, that's stupid. Some people just worship. Worship is for God alone. Am I making my point here? And if we allow trinkets and gadgets to set upon the throne of our heart, God will remove that. He's jealous. He wants to be number one in our life, and he will be a good, good daddy. Where's Zayla downstairs? All right. Sing herself to sleep. Okay. Grandpa can put him to sleep, I'll tell you right now. Let's look at Matthew 22:14. We can all quote these, of course. We are learning how to depend upon God only. And we are called according to his purpose. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen, the scripture says. And like the joke, many are cold and a few are frozen. Well, it's not too funny, is it? But I must admit tonight that we are called of God. I'm confessing we're all called of God here, everyone without any question. Called of God and chosen. Or you wouldn't even be here. Amen. Because God has a purpose for our lives. He wants us to do something for him. After salvation, of course, and we begin to practice the will of God, he has one thing in mind. Of course, there's a harvest, but then I tell you, as you go into St. John chapter 15, we cherish the spiritual gifts and the ministry gifts and the power of God, the anointing of God, and all that the Holy Ghost does in our midst and for other people from time to time. But there's something I think just as important or more important, and that's fruit. What good is it to do all these many mighty wonderful works and don't have any fruit in your life? So God actually has saved us for a purpose, and that is to serve him, love him, and produce fruit. Not fruitcakes. Fruit. Now, it's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It isn't our fruit. But we are the vehicle of expression that God works through. And by his grace, he helps us to produce fruit for him. St. John 15, verse 16, will tonight. This is one of God's purposes. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Now, he chose us before we were saved. That tells me he's in charge of every soul on this earth. Amen. And ordained you. Yes, I'm ordained. Hallelujah. Amen. That means approved, sanctioned. That you should go forth and bring forth fruit. This is God's purpose. That your fruit should remain. I had a message from, Tribute give it to me from a person, Pastor Ammon there in Tanzania. Remember him? Tall, skinny kid? Kid, probably 30, 35. But, he showed us a picture of three children that come to his Bible study, along with adults, I'm sure. And he says, this is the future of Zion Word Church.
Right.
Now, that tells me fruit's being produced.
Amen.
If the Lord does not rapture the church, Zion Word Ministry, the church will go on. I'm very confident of that.
Amen.
Will go on in many different places in Africa and wherever else God leads us to. So it's God's purpose then to bring us to forth and we'll produce fruit so we can reap the harvest. People like to be around people that bear fruit in their lives, right? Could someone give me the first part of fruit? Fruit of the Spirit is what?
Love,
joy,
peace,
long-suffering, gentleness,
goodness,
meekness, faith, temperance, etc., etc. There is no law. But the first one is joy and love and peace. Those three. If we have those three, then we'll have them all. And it's God's will for that fruit, singular, to increase in our lives. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to Romans. I think it's Romans 8:29 back there again. I want to look at the phrase to be conformed to the image of God, image of the Son of God. To be conformed, I'll read it all. For whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of the Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So the I want to look at formed to the image of his Son.
Amen.
That's the purpose.
Yes.
Bear fruit. Circumstances serve to politely persuade us to yield to the Holy Spirit and trust God, keeping God first in our lives. The Holy Spirit then has been assigned to make us like Jesus. Now that is a big, big assignment, everybody. Because we all came into this world with the results of the fall in our lives. And the Lord assigns the Holy Spirit to work on us, to change us, to be like Jesus. Now that's a big, big assignment. But sons of God will reflect the image of their Father from time to time, okay? Amen. To be like Jesus. And then 1 Peter 2:4. Praise the Lord. Simple little scripture here tonight. To whom coming as unto a living stone. I looked up the word living, and it just means to live. Now, Jesus is the living stone. Okay. I know this is talking about him because the scripture says, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. So he was rejected by men, but accepted by the Father. He was chosen of God and precious, very precious, I might add. Then verse 5 says, ye also, as lively stones. That's a strange term, lively stones. Look up the word lively, and it means to live. So apparently, we have eternal life now like Jesus has. Say amen, everybody.
Amen.
We're lively. Amen. It's good to be lively. So Christ lives and we live. In him we live and move and have our being. If he's alive, we're alive. Not going to be made alive. We are alive now. So I explain it this way. When we were born again, that our spirit was resurrected, or we could say recreated in the image of God. Before that, we were in the image of Adam, not God.
Right.
He lives. You ask me how I know he lives? What's the old song? You ask me how I know he lives. He lives. No. You ask me how I know he lives? The Bible says so. Not the song. Didn't know I could do opera, did you? I thought it was pretty good. Praise the Lord. So, how do I know he lives? The scripture says so. But more specifically, he lives in me. He's alive. He dwells faithful. I know many times we don't understand that. It seems like, where's God at? But he's in you. Many prayer requests. I want to draw closer to God. How close do you want to be? He lives in you. He's in you. God's Holy Spirit is in you. He abides faithful. He knows everything there is to know about us. So in conclusion then, we come to Jesus. He's the rock. We know he was rejected but accepted by the Father, made alive. And because he lives, we live. Only those people on earth that are alive are those that are in Christ. The only ones that are alive are those that are in Christ. Everyone else, not really alive. They're just existing, lost people. But we are not lost. He's chosen us for his plans and his purposes. Do we understand all things are working there for the good of them who love God, who are called according to his will and purpose? Amen. When we keep God first in our lives and endeavor to do his will by the grace of God and the Holy Spirit's help, then we'll produce fruit. When we produce fruit, we'll be like Jesus. I picture in my mind as I'm finishing here, Jesus didn't go around crying all the time, you know. Oh, we're going down, the ministry, help us. No. No, he had much joy. I picture the Lord Jesus as happy all the time, except when he's fighting the devil, of course. But you know, you understand, just walking down the road, people were drawn to him and they would try to touch him. And you know, he was just, well, how can you describe the Savior? 100% pure love. I mean, you can't, there's no words, but then people want him, they just don't understand. They tried to touch him and he'd let the children, he'd just happy and just... I had a vision of his face one time. I can't say this is a literal vision, but it was a vision. I was in prayer with my eyes closed. And by the way, there's nothing that says you have to close your eyes when you pray. It does say look up. So keep that in mind, okay? It's okay to close your eyes in prayer if you can concentrate better, but there's nothing that says you have to. All right, so... pray with one eye open, the other eye closed. All right, you'll be all right. But I had this vision, and he had black hair and a black beard, believe it or not, neatly trimmed. And neatly trimmed, and... and he had beautiful white teeth, just perfectly straight, just all. And, you know, middle-aged, in his 30s probably, and... he would just had them dark eyes and olive skin. Not white, not black. Hello. Olive skin, like a suntan. Just happy. And I asked him, I said, what are you happy about? He goes, well, I'm happy because you're happy. We don't understand that God wants us to have his characteristics and his nature, his personality. We take on his traits and lay ours aside. Amen. Now, we're beginning to walk in another realm and another dimension. All available to every single one here that's called. Praise God. And we're chosen too. So we're made alive in Christ. We're placed in the church, which is the body. Okay? How do we receive these benefits? One way. The cross must be accepted. How many has accepted what Jesus did for us on the cross? Then you are in. You are in to stay. Praise God.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Dr. R.L. Davis, pastor and overseer of Zion Word Ministries International. If you're looking for a way to get plugged into what we are doing, you can visit our website at zwmi.com or jump over to our Facebook page at Zion Word Ministries International. You can also subscribe to our podcast in other ways, such as iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Thank you for being here, and remember to keep the faith and stay in grace.